Missionary flights are up, kidnappings are down in Haiti. Christians respond to a rat plague in India, and one school outreach marks a 20-year milestone. These stories and more are coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. As recently as December, mission agencies were turning away short-term mission teams. The reason? Haitian gangs were targeting missionaries with kidnapping for ransom. That, coupled with a bad economy and political unrest, affected ministry. Pilot mechanic with Mission Aviation Fellowship Mark Williams says initially those issues did have an effect on flight hours, but now the workload has increased because
the UN has made a lot of arrests of a lot of various gang members and gang leaders, so that really has contributed to the big decrease in kidnapping. And so the kidnapping situation has gotten a lot better.
That allows for more ministry. MAF is using the Jesus film. Haitians are responding to this and other evangelistic ministries. Williams says with the incredible growth of the church since 1991, the church needs help.
So we're in the process of trying to create learning centers to develop lay leadership and pastoral leadership to be able to flock these numbers that are just incredibly, large right now.
Next, farmers in India brace for the rats to come. Now they're dealing with the aftermath. Bibles for the World's Rochunga Padidi visited Manipur State and says the stories of destruction are everywhere. He shares the story of one farmer.
I thought I was going to have the best harvest bumper crop this year. And then just 1 week before I was to harvest, a plague of rats came over my farm. Overnight, they destroyed everything, and I do not even harvest more than 2 bushels of rice.
Right now, 4,800 families are essentially starving. The government's aware of the famine, but not responding. However, the Indian people are overjoyed that Christians are helping.
You know, love is the strongest message you can send to people in need. It's going to open the door of their hearts to know that somebody who loves the Lord Jesus Christ cares.
$45 a month can support a family for a year. Visit our website to donate. You're listening to Mission Network News. Worldwide Christian Schools is celebrating a milestone. This July marks 20 years of global effort in making a Christ-centered education accessible. WCS's Scott Vanderkoy says they're now focusing on the next phase in building this evangelistic work,
which is the establishment of field offices in 10 selected countries. And that's pretty key for our vision, because each office will be responsible for taking ownership of the worldwide vision for their own country.
They're building their future growth on the Asian model. Vanderkoy says right now China and India are wide open.
We're currently in the process of establishing an office in Singapore for the purpose of increasing impact within that Asian region. So what this means is the day is coming when Christ-centered schools in Asia will be developed by Asians with Asian resources. And this simply did not seem possible 5 years ago.
Next, Far East Broadcasting Company Cambodia is working on distributing a few hundred wind-up radios throughout the country within the next couple of days. This follows the presentation of 5,000 radios by FEBC Korea to the Deputy Prime Minister. Pray that God will guide and protect the ministry team, and that He'll bless their efforts as they hand out radios and fellowship with listeners. Pray, too, that the distribution will expand FEBC's audience. And City Team Seattle is already planning for a week-long basketball clinic this summer to kick off their annual back-to-school event. It's a partnership effort with Got Game Ministries, teaching kids the fundamentals of basketball, teamwork, respect for one another, and most importantly, introduce them to Christ, who deeply cares for them. The week will end with a barbecue where up to 400 children will receive backpacks filled with essential school supplies to start off the school year. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. MNN's now offering monthly bulletin inserts featuring the latest mission news, including pictures, to help your church be doers of the word and not hearers only. Call 1-800-995-4828. That's 1-800-995-4828. You can also see a sample and subscribe at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.